This is Barry Wurst at ScreenGeeks.com. We're interviewing Jared Lyon, one of the headmasters of the Twin Peaks Festival that takes place every year down there in North Bend, Washington. Jared, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me on.
You have attended every festival since 2001, and this is your seventh year as the festival organizer. The first question I want to throw at you, how did you first discover Twin Peaks? Were you one of those peak freaks like myself who were like sitting down with a big log watching the pilot, or did you discover it over time, or how did you first come to this show?
Well, I watched it initially when it aired in 1990 with my family, and my mom, my sister, and I, we just watched the show and really got into it all the way back then.
Very cool. Now, I got to ask you this because, like, this is a sticking point for a lot of Twin Peaks fans. A lot of fans feel that season two of the show was not quite up to the caliber of the first one. We all know why, because of David Lynch going off to do Wild at Heart. Do you defend season two, or do you feel that season two was lacking?
I defend season two, you know, because season two, you have at least the first section of season two is really, there's some great stuff that happens, including the reveal of the killer. But then it does get sort of, it does have a little lull. But at the time, when the TV show was airing, it was, you know, you were just happy to get the show because it was changing nights, and there was a lot of things happening. But I still defend it because I think now when you're watching on DVD, you watch them all back to back to back, and you notice some, you know, that the quality wasn't as good because you're watching them back to back. But at the time, we were just happy to, you know, get another episode of the show.
Of course, of course. Now, I agree with you. The reveal of the killer. I'm sure you remember what this was like, but I remember, I think a few days after that episode aired, I think it was Stephen King who said on the record in USA Today that he thought that was one of the most frightening things he had ever seen on television.
Yeah, there was some really, that one episode in particular, you're getting the killer revealed, but it's also, there's this contrast with the lounge singer, Julie Cruz. She's singing this really angelic song, Questions in a World of Blue, I think it is. And then you're seeing, it's cutting back to Madeline Ferguson being killed.
That's right.
That was just a great moment, you know, because it's heartbreaking, but it's also horrific.
Yes, yeah, it's terrifying stuff. What is the atmosphere of the Twin Peaks Festival like? I should throw out really quick. I've been to Comic-Con. My friend Dave has been to Comic-Con. We have this little film festival, this big sci-fi festival in Denver every year called the Starfest, which is kind of like Comic-Con's little kid brother. But then you've got the Twin Peaks Festival, which, if I'm to believe the footage I've seen on the Twin Peaks Gold Box and also just from things I've heard about the Twin Peaks Festival, it looks like the nicest, most laid-back, most enjoyable family reunion. What is the festival atmosphere like?
It's definitely very laid back. I think compared to a sci-fi convention, you have the celebrities maybe up on a stage and they're being interviewed like a panel, and everyone's, you know, sitting down in the audience looking up. But at the Twin Peaks Festival, all the people, the actors that were on the show and, you know, were involved in any way, they're, you know, walking around with you. They'll sit down and eat right next to you and just talk about random things. I think I was just did an interview last week with Jennifer Lynch, and she was like, she called it, it's like a backyard barbecue with a lot of smart and creative people.
That's cool. Well, since you mentioned, I'll go ahead and throw out some of the names you guys got here. Among the people showing up this year at the festival who are scheduled to appear, you got Andrea Hayes, who played Heidi the Waitress. You got Charlotte Stewart, who not only appeared in Twin Peaks extensively, but also starred in David Lynch's Eraserhead. You've got Kimmy Robertson, who played Lucy. And then, as you mentioned, Jennifer Lynch, the director of Surveillance and Boxing Helena, and, of course, the author of The Secret Diary of Laura Palmer. And then you've got this surprise guest listed. Can you give us a hint of what that is, or do you got to keep that under wraps?
I can't say anything about that.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Sorry, I thought I'd try. I really wanted to try. Jared, I'm sure there's so many that'll come to mind when I ask you this, but who are some of the coolest actors from the Twin Peaks world that you've met at these festivals?
Oh, gosh. You know, I really enjoyed Don Davis, who played Major Briggs on the show.
Yeah.
He was just he was doing Stargate at the time in Vancouver, and he'd drive 3 hours down to go to the festival. And he was like, you know, the uncle that you never had. And he was very cool. And unfortunately, 2 years ago, he passed away. But he was one of my favorite attendees, for sure.
That's cool.
And Kimmy Robertson, too. Kimmy Robertson, a little shout out to her. She's very fun. She's just like her character in some ways. Very, just, you want to give her a hug, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, she's a festival staple. She's been there quite a few years, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah. Kimmy and Charlotte are two of our regulars that love coming. Charlotte, she actually asks us, like, okay, make sure you invite me for next year. Because what happens is we can't invite every celebrity that was in Twin Peaks because we don't have enough money to do that. You know, the festival just barely breaks even every year, if that. So we can't just invite everyone. So it's definitely an odd game because you want to invite everyone, but then sometimes you can't.
Now, you run the actual bus tour, the filming site bus tour that takes us into Snoqualmie Valley to all the different locales where they filmed all these great scenes. As a longtime Twin Peaks fan, I can't think of anything cooler than that. What is that experience like for you? Is it kind of old hat now, having done it so many times, or do you still get chills when you see these locations?
You know, I only make it out to there's the place where the log was, where Laura Palmer's body was found. Hmm. That's not on the tour, so that place is definitely still a very special place to be because I don't get out there too often. It's sort of, you have to take a ferry across the Sound and go to off Bainbridge Island, so that's a little trek to get there. But I still like seeing it. I like seeing how the places have changed over the years, and unfortunately, you know, in 20 years, they haven't kept up as well as, you know, you have this image of what the mill looks like, for example, and then when you see it now, you're like, wow, it looks a lot different because they've been dismantling it slowly.
Hmm. Now, also,
but I still enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. Also on the festival schedule, rather, we also got the Pine Weasel Scavenger Hunt. You guys partake in bottomless coffee, of course, and then perusing the Twin Peaks Library. What is that exactly?
Amanda, who's the other half of the, her and I organize it together. She has like every magazine, anything that Twin Peaks was referenced in over the years. So it's just this, you know, tables of all these magazines. Wrapped in Plastic was a fan magazine, so she has all of those. But also like, you know, the Rolling Stone magazine with the women of Twin Peaks on the cover.
Yes.
And, you know, I think there's even the Playboy magazine that Sherilyn Fenn was in.
Oh,
might
man.
Even be there.
Very, very cool.
And people just get to, you know, there's little tabs and stuff. You just get to read, you know, remember back when, you know.
Now, Jared, since you're obviously such a diehard Peak fan, like so many, so few of us, frankly, there's so few of us over the years, I got to ask you something here. At one point, I should mention on the site, wonderful site, TwinPeaksFest.com, where you mentioned not only the what to expect from the film, from the festivals in general, but also the history of the site and what you guys have gone through in keeping the site alive over the years. One thing that you mentioned at one point, the name of the festival had actually altered at one point to the Twin Peaks Lynch Festival, seeming to keep the site alive and keeping the festival alive by kind of emphasizing the works of David Lynch. Do you think that the fandom of Twin Peaks has kind of waned over the years? And do you think that perhaps because we're going on the 20th anniversary, all of a sudden the interest in Twin Peaks is starting to peak once again?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it just depends on the organizer sometime. And the man who organized it back then, Eric Thomas, I think he wanted to make sure that we could include the film night as you know, being part of the festival. And the film night, we don't always show a Twin Peaks film. We have like 40 minutes of, you know, rare things that we show beforehand that are all Twin Peaks related. But the film night is usually more of a Lynch night. Like we had Mulholland Drive. Because you can't show, you know, Fire Walk With Me or the Twin Peaks pilot every year. So I think that's why he renamed it Twin Peaks Lynch Fest. But I don't know. I think if you look at the numbers, they did go down a little bit. But this year we've got like 160 people coming.
Great.
So, and like 80% of those are new people. We always have returnees, which is great. That's what makes it like a family reunion. There's always those same people that are there, like 20 people that you just know are going to be there. But there's definitely more of an interest this year, I think, because it's the 20th anniversary of the airing of the show.
Very cool, very cool. And 2012, that'll be the anniversary of the fest in general, right? Because wasn't the festival incepted with the premiere of Fire Walk With Me in North Bend?
Yeah, that was the sort of the Fire Walk With Me premiere festival, which was a studio event. And at that festival is where two people, a husband and wife couple, said, we should do this every year, so... Then 1993 was the first festival. So, yeah, 1993 to 2012, that will be the 20th anniversary of the festival, yeah.
Very cool. And I should ask you really quick, because this is also another one of those sticking points of Twin Peaks fans. How do you feel about Fire Walk With Me? I like this film, but many Twin Peaks fans have complained that it lacks the whimsy of the series. It's too dark. It's too violent. It's not enough Agent Cooper. How do you feel about the film?
I think it does lack those things, but I still enjoy the film. I think a lot of the actors, too, that were in Twin Peaks saw Fire Walk With Me and were like, whoa, the point of it was that David Lynch wanted to show what he couldn't show on TV, and that's why he, you know, smashes the TV right in the first moments of the movie. There's a TV that's being smashed. It's like, okay, we're going to show some drugs, we're going to show some sex, and, you know, he wanted to show that because he couldn't before. Mm-hmm. And it lacked Mark Frost's influence, too. And I think Mark Frost was, it's because of him that Twin Peaks was so mainstream and people could get into it. Because, you know, if you look at the history of David Lynch's work, it's not mainstream at all. You know, a lot of it is really inaccessible. Yeah. So I think credits Mark Frost for bringing that mainstream, you know, TV-ness to Twin Peaks, but he wanted to not show that anymore.
Absolutely. Well, I have with me the Welcome to Twin Peaks, a complete guide to who's who and what's what book. And I'm going to put you on the spot here, Jared. There's a trivia question in here I want to throw at you. I'm sure you're going to do just fine here, but I'm going to throw this at you. Here we go.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think you're going to do pretty good here. Okay, the first question in the book is, as Leland Palmer moans, "We've got to dance for Laura," what song is playing on the record player?
That would be Pennsylvania 65,000, I believe.
Yes, that is correct. Okay, one more. And this is an easy one, but I just have a feeling you're going to get this. Ben suspects the Icelanders are sniffing nitrous oxide. In what David Lynch film does nitrous oxide also play a prominent role?
That would be Blue Velvet.
Yes, of course. Well, very good, Jared.
I got them right. We have a trivia quiz at the festival, and the people that come, I'm like, I have no idea what that one is, and they'll get them. So I'm not really good at the trivia, believe it or not.
Well, you did fine this morning, so. Well, unfortunately, that kind of wraps up our time, but I do want to mention anybody interested in going to the Twin Peaks Festival, it is from August 6th to the 8th in North Bend, Washington. All of the information you need is on twinpeaksfest.com. This sounds like a fantastic festival. Jared, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it this year. I was hoping that in talking to you, I'd feel a little bit better about that, but no, honestly, I'm clearly missing out, and I really regret that.
Well, maybe next year.
Maybe next year. And if nothing else, I will be there for the anniversaries coming up. But yes, that is August 6th to the 8th, North Bend, Washington, the Twin Peaks Fest. Go to twinpeaksfest.com for more information about the Twin Peaks Festival. Jared, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.